Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column, Great Negotiations, and here's what he has to say about that. If you've never been on both sides of the procurement table, I don't think you can appreciate the art of procurement. I have been fortunate enough to spend time on both sides. Today, I want to talk about being on the buying side. If you have been reading my writings for a long time, there may be some repetition here. In the early 1980s, I was involved in rebuilding a fine paper machine. It was a good time to be doing this, as the markets had been flat for several years due to high interest rates of more than 20%. The suppliers' shops were empty, so we had suppliers coming out of the woodwork. My role was that of assistant project manager, and I was sitting at the knee of the best negotiator I ever met in my now nearly 50 years in the business. His secret? He had a poker face like no other when we got around to discussing pricing with our suppliers. That was not his most important skill, however. He made everyone, and I mean everyone, work their prices up from zero. He had no embarrassment with the idea of opening talks with the question, "Why don't you just give us your offering for free?" Except that he did not use this question. He was far more skillful and far more subtle than this. Sometimes, if there was a room full of people for a major equipment presentation, he would go at it this way. It helped that they had been presenting all day, starting about 9 a.m., with only a break for lunch. Now it is about 6 p.m., and we would finally get to pricing and terms and conditions. Perhaps he would start with a statement like this as they started talking about pricing. "Now, let me stop you right there. I'm trying to understand how you build up your pricing." Long, pregnant pause, when the other side would be forced to ask what he meant. He was more than happy to tell them after they asked. "Well, for instance, today, you have 7 people here, and they all flew in from your supplier company headquarters. Did they all fly coach?" Wait for answer. "Since they were all there, no one on their side dare lie. My boss was just hoping they would admit that their top people flew first class." "Wow, we weren't allowed to fly first class." "Or if they did not, glad to see you being frugal." "So tell me, how do you cover your costs for a day like this? Will they be built into our price if we buy from you?" "Yes, I see. So if we don't buy from you, are you going to charge us for today?" "No, of course not. Let me understand this. We get penalized with your sales costs if we buy from you, and we don't if we buy from your competitor." You see how this is going. By now, it is 6:30 p.m., and all we have discussed is their overhead for coming to see us in the boondocks. This goes on for hours. The pace never quickens, and my boss is always very polite. You can see why, after a while, they just wanted to give us their stuff to stop the agony. There is a downside to negotiating this way, and we'll talk about it next week. By the way, once I used this technique to buy a vehicle. I set aside an entire day, told myself I didn't need to buy a vehicle several times. In the course of the day, I got as far as the doors to leave 3 times, and they kept calling me back with a better deal. When it was all over, they told me I had gotten the best deal they had done on that vehicle. In negotiations, the party who is not in a hurry wins. I'm sorry to say I'm not the person who said that originally. For safety this week, a cost savings can be had by negotiating all the safety purchases you can visualize well in advance and then acting on them well in advance. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.